Come in. Oh, hello, Donna. Thank you for coming. Please come in. Sit next to me on the bed. Don't worry, it's all right. Now, this must seem strange to you, being asked to come here at this late hour. And the video camera and lights that have been set up must also be puzzling. As you can see, this is James's bedroom. Fast asleep here next to me, dead to the world. I'm sure you know about James, the only boy in school. Even though he's a few years below you, I'm sure there are one or two girls in your dorm who've probably mentioned him, and he's in your sister's year too. This is a very difficult thing to ask, Donna, and I want to make this clear right now that you can say no, and if you do that, you won't be in any trouble. It's like this. You're a good girl, Donna. Everyone says so. Very responsible. Not like a lot of the other girls in your year. You know who I mean. So we thought, seeing as though you're so trustworthy and you have a keen interest in filmmaking, I thought that documentary you showed at the school talent show was very, very good, by the way. What was it called? An exploration of the postmodern values in transient subjective dominance of inspirational hegemony. It was inspiring. In particular, the 10-minute sequence of the old lady crying in a rocking chair. I hope you weren't too disappointed that you didn't come first. If you ask me, you should have. I think it might have been because the freeform experimental jazz fusion soundtrack was a little too much for the teachers. Anyway, it's because of your diligence and your talent for filmmaking that you've been asked here tonight. And it's a bit sensitive, and I have to make you promise, whatever happens, that you're never to speak a word of this. Don't worry about waking James. He's been quite heavily sedated. You could put pins in him and he wouldn't wake. The reason you're here is the girls in this school in particular, the girls in your year, they seem to be very curious about James. He is the only boy in school, after all. You must know what I'm talking about. They want to see his, you know, his penis. And if they say his penis, they may want to touch it. You know that it couldn't happen then, don't you? He might get an erection. And then he might, because they're at an age when their hormones get the better of them, try and have sex with him. And if he had an erection, he might not be able to stop them. Even though he didn't really want to and he knew deep down it was wrong. So we decided that perhaps we should show the girls a film of a penis as it gets hard and becomes erect and ejaculates. Now, we wanted this film to show it's a normal part of growing up and there's no shame in it. But at the same time, we don't want it to be obscene. Now, I tried to look on the internet for videos of, you know, ejaculations and things like that. Well, I actually had to sneak into the caretaker's house because the adult content blockers on the school's internet are annoyingly restrictive. Well, I say sneak in, but really I could just walk in. You know what the caretaker's like. He wanders around the corridors having an argument with someone invisible and then at 3 o'clock he hits the brandy. By 7 o'clock he's stone drunk. Anyway, it turns out that it's actually not that hard to find videos of men ejaculating on the internet. I'm not bothering you talking about things like this, Madonna. All this talk of penises. You look a bit flustered. Is it bothering you? Good. Anyway, like I was saying, we didn't want to show the pupils of this school something that's too obscene. And all the videos of ejaculations that I could find were... most of them weren't quite right. Some of them were quite informative, I suppose. But none of them were quite what we were looking for. They all seemed to feature a man masturbating or a woman using her hand on him. And usually the ejaculation seemed to go over a girl kneeling before him or into her mouth. And the language that was used in these types of videos was quite unsuitable to show schoolgirls. Now, we don't want to show the girls something that's pornographic. We want to be able to show the girls something educational. Ideally, a penis becoming erect and then orgasming out, you know, sperm, without a panting man savagely beating himself off. Ideally, no one won't be touching the penis at all. Ideally, it would be good if we could show the girls something like just having a wet dream. But you wouldn't believe how hard it is to find that sort of stuff on the internet. Been sneaking into the caretaker's house nearly every night for the past week, but there's nothing like that out there. Then I realised it might just be because the older a person gets, the less often they have wet dreams. So I tried looking for ejaculation of young boys. It was harder to find these types of videos for some reason, but I found some eventually. However, none of those were either right. None of those were right either, and usually there were men present, and the men didn't seem to be the slightest bit concerned with documenting the nocturnal ejaculation of a young boy. So then we thought, well, perhaps we could just film James, as he has a wet dream. That's why we drugged him, and why there is the camera and the light set up. And that's why I asked you here tonight. I was hoping you could film the whole process as it happens. He's at an age now where he might get an erection in his sleep very easily if I gently whisper things in his ear. You see, Donna, boys are very easily to make sexually aroused. You don't need to wear a tight top or show a lot of ankle. Some boys can get sexually aroused by hearing certain words. So I was hoping, Donna, if I were to pull the sheets off him, oh, he's naked underneath, by the way, and then whisper things in his ear, would you film his penis as it gets hard? And hopefully I'll try and see if I can make him ejaculate just by whispering in his ear and maybe licking it a little too. I know this is a massive thing I'm asking of you, Donna. I can see you blushing. If it's too much for you, I totally understand. I know you've never even seen a penis before, let alone seen one get hard. Do you feel like you could help the school out with this? Good girl, Donna. I'm hoping that you'll use your video editing skills too, if that's all right. Ideally, we don't want to film his face, but if that happens, it will need to be edited out. Wouldn't it be fair if we showed a video of him having a wet dream and everyone who saw him knew it was him? When we show the girls this film, hopefully they'll have no idea it's James. Oh, and also... and I hope this goes without saying, if I stray into the shot, then you have to edit me out too. I cannot emphasise how important that is. And of course, edit my voice out. Maybe you should put some music over it, but not jazz fusion. So, is this all okay, Donna? Okay, good. Now I'm going to pull the sheets back. When I've done that, I'm going to position him so it should be a good view. Then I want you to turn the camera on and start filming. Okay, there we go. Oh, I can see you're blushing, Donna. Are you sure this is all right? Is the sight of a boy's penis too worrying for you? Well, just say if it gets too much. Now I'm just going to roll James so he's on his back and open his legs a little. If you could just point the camera at it, at his penis. Now his penis at the moment is in a flaccid state. not much use to anyone. Now I'm just going to touch his testicles very gently. This isn't sexual or anything. I just want to see how heavy they are. Yes, they're pretty much fit to burst. I don't think I'll have any trouble getting him to ejaculate. Okay, Donna, now remember. If the sight of his penis getting hard scares you or makes you feel uneasy, I want you to say so. Now, if you could start filming, action. I'm going to start whispering in his ear. Hello, James. I just felt your balls, and they are so full of cum, they need to be emptied. You know, I don't mind coming to your room at night and helping you out. But right now, I need you to ejaculate without me touching you. I need you to get stiff and let some sperm out. Ah, can you see? His penis is starting to uncurl, ever so slowly. If you could keep filming, Donna.
That's it. Just let yourself get hard for me. Don't be shy. Donna's not like one of those slutty girls. You can trust her. Good boy. Good boy. Just let your cock get hard. That's it. Stiff and big.
Now if you could just get a close up so more of his testicles are in the shot, Donna. I want you to film how, as his penis unravels and starts to stretch, his testicles start to contract and uncontract. See how it's stretching out, uncurling. Just by whispering certain things in his ear, he starts to become aroused. Is this bothering you, Donna? Good.
Hutchinson is here, James. She's the sister of Tracy, who you sit next to in my RE class. She's one of the older girls, but not one of the slutty ones. She wasn't one of the girls that was trying to break into your bedroom. But your cock is driving her wild. She's blushing. I could almost feel how hot she's getting. She's never seen a penis before. So, just get hard of her. That's it. Good boy.
See how his penis is quite a lot bigger now. As he gets sexually excited, more blood flows to his penis than flows out of it, which makes it get bigger. See how it's not resting against his testicles anymore. Notice how it's ever so slowly stretching out as it gets bigger and drags ever so slowly across his thigh. You probably don't know this, Donna, but that's quite a big penis. And his testicles, Donna, compared to other boys, they're very, very big too.
That's it. Just get hard. Good boy. Good boy.
Donna, if this is the first time you've seen a penis, well, you might find that it makes you feel a certain way. As a girl sees a boy's body's change, well, her body changes as well. If that's what's happening to you right now, Donna, it's all right. It's nothing to be ashamed of. He is a very good looking boy. If you find that you're getting a bit wet, please don't be alarmed.
She's blushing like a nun at a brothel. Her nipples are hard. Your 14-year-old cock is making her 18-year-old clit throb. Right now, her tight pussy is starting to get wet. This skinny bitch doesn't have tits as nice as mine, though, James. Can you feel mine up against your arm? My nipples are hard, too. Can you feel that, James? Keep letting your cock.
As you can see, his penis is elongating quite nicely now. As it stretches out, you might be able to see why the word shaft is often used to describe the part of the penis between the tip and the base where it touches the testicles. As his penis stretches out and elongates, you can see the foreskin pull back, exposing what is known as the glands. Although most people just call it bell end or cockhead or German helmet. Donna, if you could just move a little closer to me, that way you can film it from more of a side angle so people will get an idea of its length. Just get close to me, but try not to film either James' face or myself. That's it. Now, James's penis is now in what's referred to as a semi-erect state. It's not rock hard yet, but it's not flaccid anymore. A lot of girls think penises look funny when they're flaccid. Sort of like the last chicken in the butcher's window. But as they become firmer, then, well, all of a sudden it doesn't look so silly, does it, Donna? Most girls, when they see a penis rapidly becoming engorged, want to reach out and touch it. They want to gently wank it off. You don't mind if I say wank, do you? When they see it, they want to pull the skin back and suck the tip. Donna, I wasn't asking you to answer. It's good that you weren't ashamed about things like this, but honestly, while the school appreciates you helping out with this, I can't let you touch him. It might be considered wrong if people found out an unconscious 14-year-old boy had his penis sucked by an 18-year-old girl while his RE teacher was present. And also, we want to film him having a non-manual ejaculation. I don't think it will take that long. James can produce a lot of sperm and is often ejaculating in his sleep. The laundry maids have often commented on the stains on his sheets. Also, the drugs we've given him aren't just sleeping pills. We've been also giving him fairly strong testosterone-boosting medicines that the Chinese use on pandas. So he'll have a lot of sperm. We've also given him some fairly powerful psychoactive hypnotic drugs. That way, when I whisper in his ear, his body will react even though he's unconscious. Now, the tip of his penis, the glands, isn't touching the rest of his body at all. See how his foreskin is pulled totally back, revealing the most sensitive area of a man? It's a very sensitive area there, Donna. Men like it when a woman runs her tongue right under that part. I'd say his penis is very nearly fully erect now. See how it's starting to pulse? Donna, very carefully, so you don't film it, put your hand on his chest. Can you feel the way his heart's beating? See how suggestible boys can be, even when they're unconscious. I'm going to whisper in his ear again now, and use my tongue too. James, can you feel my tongue in your ear? Working its way around. Try and fuck your little snake with my tongue. See how he's starting to get wet? That's known as pre-ejaculate. And he's now very clearly sexually aroused. Now, it's normal for girls, when they see a boy dripping, to want to lean forward and with their tongue tenderly lick it up. But as this is an educational video, I'm afraid you can't do that. And because he's been so heavily drugged, it might be a bit morally ambiguous for you to apply your mouth to his genitals. But see how his penis is now twitching? And that lead bead of pre-ejaculate flows slowly out of his slit and roll down. And here we go. See how it's dripped down?
That's it, James. I know you can hear me. Somewhere deep inside, even though you'll never remember. Keep pumping your pre-cum out. Get as wet as you can. That's it. That's a good boy. All of it. That's it.
Now you can see his penis is fully erect. He's almost aching to ejaculate. See how it's throbbing now, pulsing as steady as a clock. See the constant stream of pre-cum flowing out of him now. Notice how his stiff penis is pulsing in a steady rhythm, and each time it pulses, he pumps out more. It's a good thing he's unconscious. He'd be awfully embarrassed if he knew he was getting so wet in front of us. Yes. I don't think it'll be long until he ejaculates now. His testicles have gotten tighter and risen. Donna, if you could move nearer to me, that way you'll be able to film the sperm as it shoots out of his penis and try and get a shot of it landing on his chest.
Will you come for us, James? I'm going to drive my tongue deep in your ear. I want you to feel it. So deep that you can feel my tongue on your brain. And I want your cock to get even harder. And then, just let out your gum. I want a nice, big ejaculation. Can you do that, James? It's the first time that Donna will see one, so make it special.
Ah, see how it's twitching now? It's almost as if its whole penis is swelling even harder. Fuck. God, that's a big load. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Make sure you're filming the sperm on his chest, that's it. Make sure you're filming that, Donna. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Now, keep filming, Donna. I think the student should see a penis become flaccid after ejaculation. See how it's no longer as rigid as it was a moment ago. See how it's still large, but is now flopping into the spunk that he just shot out. See the sperm still drooling out. Now his penis is entering something known as the refractory period. Blood is allowed to leave the penis. And if you can see, his testicles are starting to descend, but they're still big. That's because the Chinese Viagra for pandas we've been giving him is very, very strong. Anyway, Donna, it was very nice of you to help the school out. If you could take the memory card out of the camera, and when you have time, edit it so no one will be able to identify our little sleeping James here. And obviously, like I told you, make sure no one can hear my voice. When we show this film to the girls in assembly, it will really help their education. Don't worry about taking the lights and the camera. I'll take those when I leave. I just better stay and mop up all the sperm on James. Wouldn't be fair to leave him drenched in his own cum. I thought that skinny bitch would never leave James. Right now, she's going to a dorm, and when she gets there, she's going to masturbate. She's probably going to come harder than she's ever come in her life. Anyway, I better get all that cum off you. I forgot to bring a flannel. Guess I'll just have to lick it up. Well, you even squirted on your chin. And you got your neck. And your chest. I better suck that nipple clean. And all over your tummy. It's nice to lick a guy's body and not get the hairs on my tongue. And I better just suck the last few drops out of your cock. That was good, James. The school really appreciates you squirting all of your cum out in what was a stunning and tasteful involuntary nocturnal ejaculation. The teachers are aware of the heavy drugs you've been unwittingly taking, and so won't mind if you don't seem to be paying attention in class for a few days. There may be other side effects, but don't worry. I'll be visiting to check you're okay. Thanks for contributing to the education of the students of this school. Good night, James.